You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, November 11th, 2016, 11-11. Week 178 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And did you know there's some movies on Netflix that we have recommendations for you today?
Oh, okay.
For you. I mean, for the audience.
Oh.
Listeners.
Because I was going to watch them.
Oh, you can watch them too.
Okay, cool.
Nice. I mean, you don't?
I mean, of course.
A recommendation from Drew Patel.
It's a gold recommendation.
Gold.
Gold
stand
standard.
By most of them, unless I say I'm only recommending this because I saw it and I can't think of anything else on Netflix to recommend. My recommendation this week is a classic. I think if you grew up in the 90s.
Oh, this is a great, great movie. Great.
It's one of those movies that we talked about where like is on Netflix, but they didn't mention they added it.
Mm-hmm.
Really doing the listeners a disservice. Or
yeah,
their
why
members
would you not announce this movie is out?
But Heavyweights. Maybe, I was going
to
say it.
Yeah. But maybe somebody wanted to, like, they wanted people to have a surprise and be like, oh, that reaction. You don't really have that reaction if you know what's coming, even though usually people don't know what's coming up on Netflix, I don't think.
Yeah.
Except for maybe TV shows. They might.
Like Netflix original TV shows, yeah. I think, mainly.
Yeah, I don't
think. Or like The Walking Dead.
I don't think a lot of people are looking at, like, month to month, like, what's coming out on the first.
But it comes up, like, there's a lot of sites now that post it, like,
that
a lot of
true.
Mainstream sites.
You're right.
Like BuzzFeed, I think, probably does it once a month.
Yeah, so maybe people are more
it's
up
really
on it.
It's really easy to do, that's why.
Yeah, I just feel like I wouldn't be up on it unless I was doing this podcast.
Yeah, me neither. But then I like to think about that for a lot of things. Like,
yeah,
how much
I'd never know what I would know if I wasn't doing the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know what would come to me organically and what I would seek out.
I was thinking about that, actually. Oh, wait, what's your recommendation?
My recommendation, touch on Heavyweights a little bit.
Yeah, great movie. Fat kids go to camp.
Yes.
They used to go to this camp and it was fun. Then Ben Stiller, whose dad is actually the owner of this camp, like in real life, his real father.
Yeah, Jerry Stiller
plays the owner of the camp.
Yes. And he has to sell it because they're not making any money or something.
Yeah.
And also, Ben Stiller plays his own dad in the movie.
Yeah.
His own dad comes there because his own dad's really rich
mm-hmm.
and like owns like electricity or something, electric company or something. I don't know. But yeah. That's also weird, but it's cool.
So yeah, he takes over this fat camp and makes it into like a, well, he makes it into a fat
camp.
A
real fat camp.
Yeah.
There's just like fat kids, but it's for them to have fun and build self-esteem. And,
yeah.
And then lose weight along the way, maybe, but only like not much weight.
Yeah.
Seems like, or sometimes gain weight, who knows. Real results, but.
So then there's like a mutiny and they take over the camp and it's.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen this movie, I don't know. There's a cause for concern, I
yeah.
think.
This is really one of those movies that's like, I mean, you got Kenan Thompson in it, man. You got Goldberg from Mighty Ducks.
Yeah. And you have a bunch of other fat kids who didn't end up in anything.
A lot of fun.
And that British kid.
It's just a fun movie.
British Butterfingers.
Yeah, Ben Stiller's great in this movie.
In his prime,
This is really peak Ben Stiller.
I mean, I think this is early Ben Stiller, which is a sad thing.
And that's the thing. He's peak. Ben Stiller right here.
Keeping Faith or Keep the Faith or something like that.
Oh, Keeping the Faith with Ed Norton.
Yeah, that's a good Ben Stiller movie.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm not recommending that one. I'm recommending Heavyweights.
Yes. My recommendation is Robin Hood, the animated cartoon where Robin Hood is a fox. Because that is how I first learned about Robin Hood. He was a fox.
What did he say, though? Ding, ding.
It's really great. That's actually what that song is based on.
It's based on this movie. The song Disney really let like just phoned it in on their music.
They did indeed. So this is my Robin Hood.
What's on Netflix this week?
And we got All Hail King Julian season 4, Case season 1, Estocolmo season 1, Roman Empire Reign of Blood season 1, Tales by Light season 1. True Memoirs of an International Assassin, Under the Sun, Tomorrow is Take Me to the River. I don't know if the bass singing fish sings that or not. And on Sunday, Chalk It Up.
Cool. How'd your week go?
This week? I watched World Series. You see any of the
World Series? I watched the last game.
World Series is amazing. The last game, I mean,
felt obligated to.
Yes, glad you did. You were in, that was crazy.
And it was a great game to
crazy
watch.
Crazy ending. Yeah, crazy game.
It's crazy how difficult it is to break a curse.
Yeah, I was very mad that they took Kyle Hendricks out though.
Yeah,
it was so dumb. They took him out so early.
After he walked a guy though.
I know, but like, he only gave up one run. They were up by four runs.
Yeah,
and it's just like, and they. And then they gave up two runs as soon as they took him out of the game.
Yeah. So I have a question.
But we have somebody who went to our high school.
He was in our German class.
Yeah. World Series champion.
Yeah. And he like broke a curse.
He broke the curse. He was the starting pitcher of the winning of Game 7.
Yeah. And he like set a record, right? For the most like scoreless innings in a row in the World Series.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because I think he did 16 and they said the record was 14 or something.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Yeah. So when they switch out a pitcher,
mm-hmm.
and they have to like, they can't just be like, okay, Kyle Hendricks, like, go back in.
No, once you're out, you're out.
Oh,
just never go back.
That's
in the
why
game.
I was like, oh, just put him back in.
Yeah, never go back in the game. Oh, was that the sports question?
Yeah, that's my sports question.
Yeah, like once. So it's crazy if it went into extras and keeps going. That's why people have to like. Sometimes they play position players if mm-hmm. it's like the 19th inning or wherever, if it keeps going because they ran out
inning.
Of it. Yeah, it's happened. The game has gone 23, 24 innings before.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
You would stay there.
They keep going. The games keep
going. I would kill myself. They stop serving alcohol at like the 10th inning.
Yeah. I wonder if they restart that up. Well, they can't really because they never know when it's going to end. So,
and this game was crazy because it like rained.
Yeah, it rained right in the 9th inning at the end. It was just a lot of weird stuff happening that like never happens.
Yeah.
But it was exciting and Cubbies did it.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. First time in 108 years.
Yeah.
A long time.
On the back of a Capistrano Valley High School Cougar.
Yeah. That's the crazy part too. He's in the middle of all of it.
I saw this thing. I was looking at Capo's Wikipedia page.
Was Nick going crazy about it?
Yeah, did he text you?
No. Okay. I was just curious because he was all crazy about it like a couple months ago.
So. Yeah, he was texting me. He's like, you better watch the game. Like, I was at a comedy show on Tuesday and they have the game on in the comic store. Uh-huh. It's that Nerd Meltdown.
Yeah.
And like, you see Kyle Hendricks and I'm like, oh, like I'm telling our friend Mandy. I'm like, oh, I went to high school with him. Like, he was in my German class.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, that's cool, whatever. Like, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
And then the guy behind the camera is like, oh, wow, like, that's really cool. Like, he's doing great. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I hear. I'm not really a sports person. As you can tell, I'm buying dice at a comic book store on a Tuesday night. And then, like, the next day, I was like, okay, I'm going to watch the game. Like, great game to watch, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he was texting me, like, the whole time.
Yeah, I figured he would be.
I was like, I get it. Like,
yeah.
We're not great. Like, the rest of our student body, not that great.
He really overachieved. He makes us look dumb.
Yeah.
He makes us look stupid. What are we doing with our lives? He's winning the World Series.
Yeah. Does he have a podcast, though?
That's true. He hasn't got a big contract yet, though.
Exactly. He's getting paid in league minimum.
Yeah. Which is still a ton of money, but, like,
fuck
comparatively,
you.
He's not making he needs to keep going and get that contract.
And pitchers usually have the longevity, right? Like,
yeah, usually.
Out of most baseball players.
I mean,
Thomas John.
You never know, though. Like, that's the problem. Like, you get that one deal. You got to get that first deal. Like, it's hard because in baseball, you could go. It may take, like, 4, 5, 6 years until you get your first, like, real big contract.
How likely is it, do you think, that there's going to be a movie? There's going to be a movie based on this.
The Cubs?
Cubs winning the World Series?
There's got to be, right?
So that means there's a chance that he will be a character.
True. But I don't think they made a Red Sox. I mean, they made that one movie with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, Fever Pitch. Where,
but like, that wasn't supposed
to be. That was by chance.
It wasn't supposed to be about that.
They just happened to be winning.
Yeah. But I would think they, but I don't know if people, like, it's hard to tell what the landscape will hold, but I don't feel like people like to make those type of movies anymore. It's more like they like to do the Moneyball thing where it's like a different idea, but they didn't win anything.
Yeah, but the Cubs won.
That's true.
It's like the Seabiscuit of baseball movies.
Yeah.
You got a pitcher from Southern California playing baseball in Chicago. Because remember, there's like, you have a jockey who's too tall, a horse that's really old, and an owner who can't see. as long as stupid.
Yeah.
So you could do that.
Could see it for sure, because it's a long time coming.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
I bet you that script has just been floating around for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
And they just
changed
the name.
Someone wrote it in, like, as soon as
they win,
happens.
Like, I'm just going to change the name of all the players and, like,
yeah,
to update it.
Exactly. So that happened. Nothing really else crazy happened. So what happened? What did you do this week? Got over your sickness.
I got over my sickness about damn time.
Yeah. Your car. You took your car in.
Yeah, I took my car in. I got an estimate. It's really annoying. The insurance I'm going through, the lady kept repeating. It got me really nervous. She's like, you understand that if her policy isn't up to date, you owe the deductible. And it's like, my deductible is $1,000.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it wasn't my fault, though. Like, you should be harassing her.
Yeah.
And then I finally called her because she kept saying every time I talked to her, like, you understand. Like, when your car's done, you have to pay the deductible. Unless Mercury, like, her insurance, extends the courtesy, quote unquote, extends the courtesy is the word she uses to waive your deductible.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell? Like, shouldn't you be fighting for me more?
Yeah. Yeah, why are they just...
It seems like she's just, like, waiting. So then I
this
called her.
This is your insurance person?
This is my insurance person.
Yeah.
So then I call her, and I'm like, I just want to make this clear. I was not at fault.
Yeah.
She hit me. There is no situation that I'm paying my deductible.
Yeah.
And
she's
like,
you shouldn't have to do anything. Have to pay anything.
And she's like, okay, well, I'm talking to Mercury Insurance today. I'll let you know tomorrow if you have to pay your deductible. I was like, get this clear. I am not paying my deductible.
Yeah.
It is not my fault. You can sue her personally.
Yeah.
If you have to get that $1,000 out of her, but it will not be coming out of my pocket.
Yeah.
So I turned into a bit of an asshole.
Well, it's frustrating.
Yeah, because I'm like,
that's why people don't like to go through insurance sometimes. They try to just
give
me cash or whatever.
Because I'm like, she's like, well, it's a new car, so most likely, like, it's a newer car, so most likely she has insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, but still, I'm not paying.
Yeah.
When it's not my fault.
Did you figure it was it all sorted out yet?
Yeah, that got clear. And then the rental car thing. So I was supposed to get, so like, she's like, do you want Hertz or Enterprise? And I'm like, it doesn't matter to me. She's like, well, I can't make that decision for you. And I'm like, okay, Hertz. Because that was the first one she said.
Yeah.
So then,
why can't you make the decision for you?
Yeah.
Then, can you recommend? like,
is there a
She's like,
difference?
I don't want to be culpable for anything I say.
Yeah, it seems like it. I'm just
she's
like, excuse
she's
me.
Like, are you my insurance person? Or are you like,
or just a person who answered the phone by chance? Like a payphone was ringing and you just picked it up?
Yeah.
So then she's like, so I'm like, okay, it hurts. And then she's like, okay, well, you have to call them to arrange it. I'm like, what the fuck am I, is going on? And then everyone.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Like, and then everyone the whole time is like, make sure it's a light car. You're in California. You're legally obligated to a light car. So if you drive a Mercedes, they have to give you an equivalent to a Mercedes and stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
So I call Hertz and they're like, do you know what your daily limit is? I was like, no, but my person should have made a reservation. And she's like, they're like, okay. So yeah, we can just pick you up. And they're like, what time are you free? And I'm like, well, ideally after 5. They're like, well, we don't do pickups after 5. Yeah. And in my head, for some reason, the guy kept saying pickup. But I kept thinking that there were going to be two people, one person to drive the car to the body shop and the other person to pick that person and take them back. I thought I wouldn't have to go to the
Wait, instead Hertz. They pick you up and then you drive to the dealership with them, right?
Like the rental place.
The rental place,
yeah,
and then you
and
drive
then
it away.
Drive away.
Yeah. You thought there'd be two cars coming to you?
Yeah, like Enterprise. When they say that they pick you up, I assume they meant they just drop off the car. No, they literally pick you up and take you to the rental place.
Yeah, they have to, though. Like, they're not going to take two cars out there.
Someone should do that, then.
Someone should do that.
I don't want to do anything. This really turns me off from renting cars. It's a... Because normally I just rent them and they have them at the dealership where I'm getting my car serviced.
Mm-hmm.
And I just drive off with, like, a Mercedes. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Not this time, though. So then... Then I get to the rental car place, and it's like 4:00. Traffic is horrible. Mm-hmm. And it's like in like old Mission Viejo. So it's like off Alicia and Via Fabricante from like Crown Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So it's shitload of traffic. It takes forever. The lady sucks at making small talk. And they don't have my car.
Yeah.
So then they're like, sorry. And I was like, well, can someone drop me off at home? They're like, no, it's after four. And I'm like,
jeez.
Okay. So I have to call my mom to pick me up at the rental place.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it's all good. I was like, let's just, I don't know how long my car's going to be in the shop. Let's just see how long it is. Oh, that was on Wednesday. So Tuesday, I forgot to mention. Let's rewind a bit.
Yeah.
Tuesday, go to the stand-up thing. It's called, it was a show at Meltdown called Smart Funny or in Black, or Smart Funny in Black.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a black comedy thing.
Oh. wouldn't expect that from the title.
So it's for, they had the cast of Insecure. So Issa Rae, Prentice Penny.
That's why they made you drive there. That show.
Hmm?
Said earlier in the week.
Yeah, I drove to LA because of that.
Yeah, because of the show.
And Amanda Seals. And I see this girl, this lady, and I go to Mandy and I'm like, Mandy, this lady reminds me of Lala. I was thinking Lala, like the VJ from MTV.
Mm-hmm.
But I meant, did you ever watch Hip Hop Countdown on MTV2?
Yeah, I've seen.
Do you remember the host and she had curly hair? She was like a younger woman.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And I was like, that's who I meant.
Yeah.
And Mandy's like, you're racist.
You said the
it's
wrong
not
name.
That person. I said the wrong name.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, this girl looks so familiar. Like, I was like, am I being racist? And then I Google her name and I'm like,
that's not,
it's not the right name. I was like, this isn't the right name. And like, you can't find anything like saying that she was the host of like something on MTV. And I was like, was it TRL?
Yeah.
Was it like 106 in Park maybe? I was like, she was the host of something I used to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then that night, it was a really funny show. It's like pretty much trying, this whole point of the show is to prove that black comedians don't have to do like black comedy, quote unquote. It's like,
oh yeah,
they can be funny for everyone. Well, because there are those things where it's like black comedy and you're like, I don't get the joke.
Yeah. Well, it's because, yeah, there's a lot that do that.
Yeah. So it was really funny and they did like all these things. Like there was one segment called Blackquistics. And they were talking about like code switching where like you have to talk like you talk one way with your friends and family and then you talk another way like at work,
mm-hmm.
which I think we all do on a certain amount, but it's like very prevalent in like black culture. So she took song lyrics. It was like a trivia show between the two hosts. So they took song lyrics and then turned them like white, quote unquote. And then you'd have to try to figure out what the song was and say it. So it's really funny. It's like, I'm infatuated with you and intoxicated at the same time. And it was like Drunken Love,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. Or it's like three people wearing Michael Jordan attire. These boys look like they're going to do something sketchy. And it was like Jumpman. These boys up to something. So it's just like fun. It was really fun. And then they talked about like issues and stuff. Like that was called Blash Tags or Black Hashtags. It was all blah, like blah something.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them was a debate on what mom was the best. And it was between...
Like TV shows?
Yeah, so it was the mom from All in the Family with Urkel.
Oh, Family Matters.
Family Matters. And then the mom from...
They switched her too!
Yeah. And then the mom from The Cosby Show.
Is this a common theme I'm missing? I totally missed. So. It is a and common then, theme. Cosby Show.
And the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So those are the three
and
moms.
Family Matters.
Yeah.
Why is this a thing?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Why is that a thing?
So they had to debate. So one of them had Aunt Viv, dark-skinned Aunt Viv. They made the...
Did they distinguish between
they distinguished.
Six total mothers or...
No, it's three moms. So it's like the
but it's
early...
Six
for... I know, but it's early.
Oh,
all three
okay,
of them.
Got it.
And so that was really funny because they had to debate it. And then one of them was like, if you were president, what are like five things you need in the White House? And everyone got to vote on who they thought would be a better president. And so that was really funny.
Wait, Aunt Viv won. So.
Yeah. Because.
Well, she took in a kid from, I feel like.
Yeah.
That wasn't her own.
It was
kid.
A tie. And then they had to say why the Winslow mom, not Winslow, the Huxtable mom was the best.
Mm-hmm.
And Prentice, the showrunner for the show, was just like, she kept all of Bill Cosby's secrets. And he said it like that, and everyone started laughing.
That's funny.
So they're like, okay. Issa Rae was like, I can't say anything. Like
that is funny.
She's like, that's the best point.
Oh, that's great.
So it was a good time.
That's really funny.
The first Tuesday of every month. So I think I'm going to start doing that regularly because it's, and the thing that sucks about it is it's not recorded or anything. So like, you go, there's no podcast. I was like,
why?
I was like, you could record this and it'd be awesome.
Yeah. Why is it not a podcast?
I don't know. I'm going to talk to her next week.
You should tell them like that's a good idea.
I mean,
I'll listen to that. That sounds awesome.
I mean, some of the stuff is visual, so that kind of sucks.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But it was pretty funny.
But I don't know.
In general.
I want to really hear that.
Like the debate and stuff. Yeah.
That sounds really fascinating.
So.
I know exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah.
All those characters. I watch all those shows.
You got your street cred?
I watch all those shows.
And so,
but I don't think I could guess any of those lyrics. Those seem very difficult.
Well, one was like the first one was about like was like sex songs, and then it was Drake songs, and mm-hmm. then it was is either a Drake song or a trap song.
Okay, the categories though.
Yeah, so it's categorized a little bit.
Yeah,
cool. It was a lot of fun. So yeah, so Wednesday I have to have my mom pick me up from the rental car place. And then go home, hung out. And then I was like, I'll see how long my car's in the shop. The guy's like, I'll let you know tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I was like, we'll see. Like, maybe if it's not that long, then I can just get around. Like, I'll just make my mom stay at home or something. I'll take her car. And it ended up being like 2 full weeks.
Mm hmm.
So then on Friday,
it's become such a hassle.
Yeah. Wow. So then Thursday, I don't even remember what I did. I think a lot of this week, I just like came home and like slept, like, and then I'd wake up, eat food, and then like go back to sleep.
Wow.
I did that twice this week. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So then Friday, I'm calling my insurance person. I was like, so you have all the information, because I didn't go with like the insurance recommended body shop. I called my mechanic and asked like, hey, what body shop would you recommend, because I trust my mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And so he told me which one. So I went there, and no, I didn't go to there anymore, but he's like, yeah, 3 weeks. So then I was like, okay, let me call the rental place. I called the rental place and they're like, yeah, we can't pick you up until like, or we have to pick you up right now. And I was like, well, I don't want to be picked up right now. I was like, is there a closer location to like where I work? And they're like, yeah, the Irvine location. And it's like near the auto dealerships off the 5, like mm-hmm. in Irvine pretty much.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there has to be a closer location. There isn't. So that guy picked me up at like 4.
Mm-hmm.
But at lunch, I went with my coworker to get Venus flytraps. That was really cool. Anyways.
Where'd you get the?
Walmart.
Okay, they had him looking, there, because I know you tried to get him at
Sprouts a long time ago, and it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was trying to buy praying mantis eggs on Amazon. He had to buy the stuff for his proposal. He was proposing to his girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and he had to buy the stuff, and he's like, can you buy it? And I was like, no, I don't want to buy it on my Amazon. Like, I hate doing that for people. I was like, just sign up for the free trial. And then he's like, I was like, but make sure you cancel it. He's like, okay, remind me tomorrow to cancel it. I went to work tomorrow. He's like, I don't know, man. This is pretty cool. He's like, you get music, you get like streaming with it. And like, I'm moving out soon, and my roommate has Amazon Prime. So like, now I can have it. And they have a really good movie selection, which they do.
Yeah.
So he's hooked. So he was like looking at, like, he wanted to get praying mantis eggs. And he's like, I want a cubicle pet. And I was like, dude, praying mantis eggs, you get 200 eggs. Like, they're in these clusters, and it's like one cluster has like 100 to 200 eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And it says 200 to 400 praying mantis eggs. I was like, you are not doing that at your desk.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm a fan of praying mantises. It looked cool, but that's way too many. He's like, I just want one praying mantis. I was like, what about a Venus flytrap? And like, I was calling during this time, I'm talking to my insurance and my rental car place. And then the rental car place is like, so I leave my desk, go to the hallway to talk on the phone. Rental car place is like, hey, so in California, you're owed a like vehicle. We have Mercedes-Benzes in stock, but your daily limit for rentals is $35. The Mercedes-Benz is $99. You have to call your insurance to authorize it. I was like, okay, I guess. Like, if I'm legally owed it, I see no problem.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like it's going to turn out well.
No, and then some of these days, I like look over ballot measures and stuff to be an informed voter.
Yeah.
go to back into the hallway, call my insurance person. She's like, actually, California law states that you're owed an adequate vehicle, like adequate match, not a.
It's always a fight with your insurance person, yeah, isn't it?
I'm like, she's like, you can do it, but out of pocket cost, you have to go to her insurance and collect it from them. I'm like, what kind of insurance is that? And she's like, but $35 is the lowest. You can up it to $75 for the future. I was like, well, I don't see myself this happening that often.
I hope not.
And like $35 still gets me a decent car. Like I have a Hyundai Sonata right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, it's fine. She's like, if you're a real estate agent or like you drive clients around, then you can prove it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, fine, whatever. Like, just stop.
She's wearing you down.
Yeah.
It's pretty dumb.
So I call the rental guy. I'm like, no, I just need like a regular car, just a full size regular car. That's what I'm, $35. He's like, okay, we got you. And so, yeah, pretty much I got my car Friday night. I didn't really do anything because I'm like, I ended up watching Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to do, like, I was exhausted. It's just like this whole week I'm on the phone.
Yeah, you're going back and forth.
Constantly. Like, who would have thought driving to LA and getting home at like 2 a.m.
That's the easiest part of the week.
Was the easiest part of my week. I went to work the next day. I was fine.
Like, yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I had really good pizza in LA though, from Village Pizzeria on Largemont. I had Greek, which is like tomato, feta cheese, and olives, and I'm a big fan of olives and feta cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mandy had like garlic and clam,
mm-hmm,
which is like the smelliest pizza ever.
Yeah,
but I don't mind the smell of garlic. It so it was awesome. Good. Then Saturday, I had to drive down to San Diego. Okay, so like in Hindu culture, there's like this day where the brother is supposed to go to the sister, the married sister's house, and then the married sister is supposed to give the brother gifts and feed him. So that was this week. So it was supposed to be on Tuesday. My sister's like, you can either come down today or this weekend. And I was like, well, I already have plans. So, yeah. So okay, come down Saturday. Your niece has a soccer tournament. So try to get down there. Like, it'll be a nice surprise for her. Mm-hmm. And on Instagram, I noticed that this Dungeons & Dragons monster book came out that I've been looking forward to. I pre-ordered a copy on Amazon, but it came out in physical stores 2 weeks earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I need to get this book. And I text my sister as I'm leaving. I'm like, are there any comic book stores or like board game stores near you? And she's like, yeah, here's a list. So she sends me a list and I'm calling everyone. Hello, do you have Volo's Guide to Monsters? Nope, we're sold out. Thank you. I must have called a dozen stores.
Jeez.
Then I start, and this is while I'm driving. I'm an idiot. While I'm driving, I'm using Siri a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, okay, let me look. San Juan Capistrano.
Dr. Strange lessons have not quite hit you yet.
No.
In this time period.
San Juan Capistrano. No game stores or comic book stores. San Clemente. No game stores or comic book stores. It picked one up in Mission Viejo, though, and I don't recognize it. I've never been there. I'm going to go check that one out, mm-hmm, this week. And then I, Carlsbad. I'm like, well, I'm going to pass. I was like, Oceanside, none in Oceanside. Carlsbad. I found one in Carlsbad, called Comics and Stuff. I call it. She's like, let me check. And I'm like, that's weird. Like, everyone tells me right off the bat they're sold out. They're getting more next week.
They knew, yeah.
And she's like, yeah, we have a few copies. And I'm like, do you have the black one? Oh, yeah. One store had the regular edition. I was not interested.
Uh-huh.
They had a black one that was only available in stores, like at independent stores.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't buy it on Amazon.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I already have my regular copy coming from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I want the special edition one. She's like, yeah, we have one. Or no, we have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all she's like, the black one. We have the deluxe edition or whatever. So I'm like, okay, cool. Drive to Carlsbad. It's like 20 minutes out of the way.
Yeah.
I call my sister. I'm like, I found a copy. I'm going to pick it up. And she's like, okay, cool. I go to the store. I see it. I grab it. I go pay for it. It's like $50. And she's like, oh, like that's the only copy we got. Like,
yeah.
And it, like, you're really lucky to get it. I was like, yeah. And she's like, have you ever been here before? I'm like, no, it's like a huge store full of collectibles, action figures, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, do you have any dice? Because I was like, maybe I'll play Dungeons & Dragons with my niece and nephew. and they didn't have dice. So I was like, this is weird. Why do you have books but no dice or like minifigs or anything? Get the book, and I'm like, cool. And I'm like, I drive. I'm like, it's sitting next to me. And I'm like, ooh, I want to look at it so bad. And I was like, but I can't. I'm driving. So I drive, go to the soccer game, surprise my niece and nephew because they didn't know I was going to be there. They were super stoked, hung out with them, hung out with my sister and brother-in-law. And then we get back to their house, and I like go through the book with my nephew, and it's like so cool. There's like all these crazy monsters in there.
Mm-hmm.
End up getting messages like, what do you want for dinner? I'm like, ramen, because I've been craving ramen for a while. Ended up getting ramen, but like we had to wait, so we went to this bookstore, and that bookstore had all these, it wasn't just a bookstore, it was like a used, like, books, toys, like, it was a Japanese-centric one, so I found a copy of Battle Royale that I lent out in high school year, or senior year of high school, that I never got back. I found the same edition and everything, so I bought that for $5. I was stoked. They had all these toys from my childhood that I was, like, picking up, and I was like, I'm going to buy all of this.
Yeah, geez.
And then it added up too much, so I was like, nope, not, I'm just going to buy a Battle Royale. And then the guy's like, oh, yeah, we're not done with your food yet. So we went back to another place where we went to Mitsuha, and I saw the craziest looking jacket, and I bought it. It's a Mario.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's a crazy Mario jacket. So, yeah. Bought that. Got boba with my sister at like this place called Kung Fu Tea. That was pretty cool. The ramen was delicious. But they had this thing on the menu called Death Sauce. Huh. And I was like, how spicy could Death Sauce possibly be? It was $3.50 for the Death Sauce. In a little plastic cup, you get Death Sauce. And they had like a Death Ramen, but that was like you had to special order it, and there was a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know. And it had like 8 skulls next to it. I was like, I don't know if I can handle that. I was like, let's just
maybe,
try.
Maybe 4 skulls to the 8.
Yeah, let's just try the death sauce and see how that is. I ended up putting half of it in my soup, and it was killer. My face was burning. It was really good though. I finished my ramen, but my face was burning.
Dude.
And then we also bought these cookies that were cookies and cream cookies, and it was like a cookie. Where I think instead of flour, they just use like crushed up Oreos or something. It's like a gray cookie and has like Oreo cream like throughout it, and it's like a big chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, huh. Sounds delicious.
It's delicious.
That's interesting. Awesome. I've never heard of something like
that. Yeah, me neither. Yeah, so that's all I did yesterday. Drove back home pretty late. And it sucks when like, I think it's when I surprise my niece and nephew and then I have to leave. They're like,
they want you to stay.
They want me to stay, like more than regular.
Mm-hmm.
So that sucked. And then today, I've just been cleaning because my mom's like childhood best friend is coming this week. I'm all like tripping out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, just keep my door closed like regular. Like no one's going to look inside of it. Like one room turned into a storage room.
Yeah.
Because like we just...
Just to put everything else
in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then... It sucks because I have like technically have two rooms in this house now because I have like the studio room and then I have my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But yeah, got my dungeon. I got a bunch of books this week.
Yeah.
I got the Player's Handbook, the Dungeon Master's Guide, the Monster Manual, Volo's Guide to Monsters, Tome of Beasts, which is made by Kobold Press. It's works with 5e. It has like 500 monsters in it. I got Super Mario Brothers manga, Scott Pilgrim 1 and 2 in color, Zelda Ocarina of Time Legendary Edition in like the manga, and Battle Royale. And I got Sushi Go, the game.
There's a lot of books.
Yeah. Because I was like, you know what? I need to read more. I'm going to buy childish manga. And
I used to read when I was a kid. Maybe if I read kid like things, I'll be interested in reading again.
Well, because then, like, last week when we were at Kamikaze, I was like, you know what? The improv was easy. And Brian and Cynthia were like, well, why don't you DM then? That's what they sounded like at the time.
Yeah.
Well, why? Very antagonistic.
Why don't you DM then?
So then on Halloween, oh, I forgot it's Halloween this week. Monday night.
Oh,
Halloween.
I forgot.
I didn't do anything.
Me either.
I slept, actually. I slept between the hours of 6 and 9, I woke up, the lights in the front of the house were off, and I saw the bowl was still full of candy. I was like, I guess my parents gave up on handing out candy. And then I went upstairs and slept more.
Nice.
But, yeah, I was, like, texting one of our friends a really creepy story, like, Monday morning, just, like, thinking off the top of my head. And then she's like, oh, that's actually a really good story. Like, did you just, like, when did you write that? I was like, I just thought of it, like, as I was writing it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, maybe I should. I was like, let me order all these things.
Were you going to try to DM without any preparation?
No, I'm going to. Okay. I'm gonna prepare. I got this crazy story in my head, dude.
I don't know. Maybe you're so good at it.
I think you're gonna like see. You're like, oh well, Drew just lifted this from like this thing. Because a lot of it is like
this.
Well, like a lot of it is like based on like.
But if it's a good story, is a good story though.
Yeah. No, but like a lot of elements are like lifted. Like, I'm like, this is cool. Lift.
That's what
from the, this, and then like, oh, this is cool over here. Lift.
That's what the
put
best
it in my own
people do.
Yeah.
Best storytellers.
Hell yeah. I'm like a freaking great storyteller. We'll see what happens. Oh, and then I bought the new Amiibos came out, so I bought that. Waluigi, oh, yeah. Princess Daisy,
oh,
Rosalina.
I was wondering if you're still doing the Amiibos.
Diddy Kong. Only sometimes.
Yeah.
I didn't. A lot of Animal Crossing ones
came
out.
Because there's so many
there,
that it's impossible for you to.
Yeah, and then I was like, I need to figure out what I'm doing. Like, I think I need to just buy a TV, take these like extra monitors out, and put a TV up. Then I have more room on my shelf for more Amiibo.
Yeah, because you do have. You're getting any more.
Yeah, I got like, Ryu.
Where do you put stuff? It's pretty crazy. Oh, Ryu's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Like, and then I was thinking actually this week, I was like, maybe I should just turn this into my bedroom and then turn the other room into the studio.
Because it is bigger.
It's way bigger.
Yeah.
Like, we could fit a table in there to actually, like, sit at. My one of my dreams is to podcast at a table. Like, we sit at a table and podcast.
The problem
podcast.
Is, like, is, well, the bathroom's just more
convenient. And the bathroom's more convenient there. Yeah. And I just keep my clothes in the closet there, and I'd probably just still use that bathroom as a regular bathroom.
Yeah.
As my bathroom.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you want to walk over there, that's the.
Because the thing is, I'm barely in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And I think it's good to have a bedroom where it's just, like, you just sleep. Like, that's all you do in the bedroom.
That's true.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. It would seem the stuff, especially. Just, there's so much in here.
Yeah. I think I'd be more likely to hang out in that room anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Who knows what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's already a TV with the stand, like a wall mount and everything in there, too. So,
mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Yeah, that's it. Today, we watched Doctor Strange.
We did. We started recording right after.
And now it's late.
And now it's, who knows what time?
8:30.
8:30. There you go.
God, and I need to eat food.
Me too.
All I've eaten today, Captain Crunch and popcorn.
Well, I ate more than that. I didn't eat breakfast.
See, I didn't eat lunch. That's why I ate so much popcorn.
Yeah. I was wondering where I get the whole popcorn. I was like, oh, makes sense.
It's all part of my plan.
Makes sense.
Yeah, come back next week. It'll probably be like a some news will be missing because I think we're recording on Friday because I'm going to a rap festival.
Rap.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. That's it. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.